Up next, KMUW commentator Kurt Klontz shares some local art finds on an artist's perspective.
A friend of mine called me last week, and she was at an estate sale and had found something that caught her eye. She texted me a quick photo, and I agreed that she should buy it. She paid $200 for what is a signed Peter Max lithograph worth $3,000. Now, several years back, another friend visiting an estate sale found two paintings, one marked $18 and the other $25. Both paintings had famous Knoedler Gallery of New York identification stickers on the back. After the purchase, it was discovered that one is by Russian painter Antonin Sugarov and the other by Italian painter Alberto Ghieri. A financial grand slam. Yet another friend was in a small antique store near Andover and bought a clay rooster candlestick for $10. Turns out it was an original Lester Raymer piece, easily worth over $1,000. Yet another friend last year found an original William Dickerson oil painting in a thrift store bargain bin for $3. Now, this is the same guy that bought a rough piece of stone used as a doorstop at an estate sale for $5. That piece of stone turned out to be an emerald. All of these art finds took place fairly recently and all happened in Wichita or the surrounding area. Under the radar, there are amazing art collections in this city. Things are given away. People die. Valuable art and objects are basically thrown away by people who don't know what they are dealing with. There are impressive pieces out there just waiting for you to discover for next to nothing. And wouldn't you agree the stories alone are worth their weight in gold? For KMUW, I'm Kurt Klontz.